Are we good to go? Okay. Just to open that this year is dedicated by Chana Bienenstock for her father's yortzeit, Elazar ben Moshe, as Neshama Shadam and Aliyah. All right, so we're going to welcome everyone, Jared Anstandig. I don't know if some of us have met in person on Zoom or not, but Jared Anstandig, I'm excited to be learning together today. So the topic of this year that I want to explore is on the opening Mishnah, the title hat tip to Chaim Metzger, plaster or place. There's a question whether or not, right, the Mishnah in the Gemara tells us that we have to, you're digging a pit adjacent to your neighbor's property. So there's a whole discussion there, what you have to do, what defensive things, what protections do you need to do? So we'll start right with the first, with the opening Mishnah, the first source. So you have to do both. You have to have a distance of three tvachim, and you also have to make sure that you plaster the walls of the cistern. The Mishnah continues, marchikin et gefet et zeva et malch et seed et slaim mikotlo shel chaver shatvachim besad besid. The way the Mishnah here, as I quoted it here from Bar Ilan in their collection of the Mishnah, as opposed to what appears in the Gemara, which we're going to talk about. But here again, it has gefet zeva, this case, which we're going to call for our purposes the seifa, even though if you look at the entire Mishnah, it's actually not the end, it's really the middle, but we're going to call it for our purposes the resha, the first part about digging a pit, the cistern, and then the seifa is the gefet, zevel, melach, all these other olive, refuse, etc. So that, the Mishnah says, you have to do both. Marchik shloshat tefachim v'sad besid. So you have to do both. So you're looking at the Mishnah, it looks like both of these, the halacha is the same. You have to do both, sad besid and harchaka, both. You go to the Mishnah, I'm sorry, you go to the Gemara in source number two, and we see that it's actually a little more complicated. It's actually, before even going to the Gemara, the Mishnah, those of us who spend some time looking at the manuscripts, but we saw that the Mishnah, it's not necessarily so clear, the Seifa of the Mishnah. So the way the Mishnah here is on Bar Ilan, when you're looking at the Mishnah, it has Visad, so you have to do both. If you look at the printing in the Gemara, and then if you look on manuscripts that we were looking at, FMJS, whatever, you're looking at a collection of old manuscripts of Gemara, see, they're actually different versions. Some versions, and the Gemara itself seems to have one in parentheses, that maybe it's actually or, osad besid, you have to do hakak, you have to distance, or you have to do the plastering, but you don't have to do both. So that's what we're going to explore today, is the resha, whether you have to do sad besid and Archaka, and the Seifa, whether you have to do Sad Basid and Archaka. And there's going to be a third part that we're going to explore, which is going to come up in the Gemara here, source number two, is the following. The Gemara has a question on this, the Resha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said you have to do both when it comes to digging a pit, Sad Basid and Archaka, plaster and distance. So the Gemara says, source number two, Ibai Elihu v'sad besitznan, O Dilma, O Sad Besitznan. The Gemara asks, are we saying that you have to do both Archaka and plaster, or you only have to do one, either plaster or harchaka? The Gemara answers, pshita devisad besitnan. Whereas it's obvious that it's both. You have to do harchaka and sad besit. Disalka dachtach de o sad besitnan, im ken lirvini vilitninu. So then if it was o sad besit, the ratio was o sad besit, then you could just put the ratio and the seifa together. You wouldn't have to have two different cases. You would just throw them all together. It's all o sad besit. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Dilma mishum delo dummy high hazeka la hazeka, resha hazeka de metuna, seifa de hazeka de hevla. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe they actually have the same halacha, but they're just not grouped together. Why aren't they grouped together? Because the quality of the damage is different. The type of damage is different. Maybe not quality right now, but the type of damage is different. Metuna, or hevla, whether you're talking about like moisture or whether it's talking about the fumes, the smells, or those are different types of damage, so we're not going to put them together. So Mara tries to prove, Tashma Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Salaba Be'edaim, Zechofer Boro Mikan, V'zeb Chofer Boro Mikan, Zemarchik Gimel Tvachim Besad Besid, Zemarchik Gimel Tvachim Besad Besid, where it seems as explicit, you have to do both. Tama Deba Be'edaim, Halo Be'edaim Lo, but that's only because it's really soft, breakable, easily breakable earth. If it wasn't that way, you wouldn't have to do both. So the Gemara says, no, who adin to afal gav delo babi adaim nami, No, not necessarily. That's not necessarily. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer here. The Hilchata doesn't say what the, whether it's the opening, it says Pshita Vesad Besid. Doesn't, and then it sort of challenged that. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's actually Osad Besid and they're both the same, but it doesn't actually give us an answer here. So that's the next, what we're also going to explore is this. What is the halacha for the Reisha? And then the additional piece I said before, we're going to look at what the halacha is for the Reisha, the pit case, what the halacha is for the Seifa, the Zevet, the case. And then the question, what is the halacha?
Seems pretty good. Watching me. I'm listening to a share.
Make sure that you're
muted.
I just did. There we go. Oh, good. Okay. The question is, the Gemara says, so the Mishnah said, Visab Besid in the Reisha. The Gemara said, Ibai Elihu Visab Besid Tanan, O Dilma Osab Besid Tanan. Which sounds like it's asking, what is the Mishnah actually teaching? Vit or O? So question number three is going to be, how do we understand this Gemara? Is the Gemara asking a question of Girsa, Visad, or Osad? What does the text actually say? Or is it asking a question of what's the meaning of the Gemara? So we're going to touch on, we're going to address these three questions. What the halach is for the Reisha, what the halach is for the Seifa, and then what the Gemara is, what the Gemara is really asking. That's where we're going. Okay. So Rashi, in source number three, the way he explains this Gemara on Yud Tet Amud Aleph, he says, Liri Vinhu. So it says, the Gemara had said that you should be able to just put the Reisha and the if they both, you should be able to put both the Reisha and the Seifa together. So Rashi explains this, the Tarti Babi Reisha Mitziata, you should be able to put the Reisha and the Seifa together. Osad Besitnan, the Ela Midlo Irvinush, Mamina, Deba Reisha, Visad Besitnan, Deba Inya, Deba Inan Trevaihu, Harchaka Visid. So Rashi says, we see from here, from the flow of the Gemara, it's obvious that the Seifa of the Mishnah is Osad and the Reisha is Visad. Because the Gemara is saying, had the Reisha been Osad, we would have put them together. They're not together, so that means that they have different language. So it's Visad in the Reisha, Osad in the Seifa. That's the way Rashi understands this Gemara. This is significant because in source number four, Tosfot's going to disagree with that. According to Tosfot in source number four, Visad Besid, Nira Lari, De Beseifa, Nami Garas Visad Besid. Tosfot, the Ri says, no, actually, the Reisha and the Seifa are both the same Girsa. They both have Visad Besid. Where am I? Velo Garas O. It's not O. D Garcina Beseifa Osad Besid. Imken Tifshot De Beresha Visad Besid Tanan. We do Lokatani Osad Beresha Kamo Beseifa. Clearly, it's got to be that they have the same. They're both Visad Besid. Had it been, had the Seifa been, I'm sorry, it must be that they both are Visad Besid. Had the Seifa said Osad Besid, then it would have been obvious what the Reisha means, because the Reisha says Visad, the Seifa is Osad, so it must have been Reisha's Davka Visad. So he says, Elevadai, wrong one, Elevadai Beseifa Nami Garas Visad, Vahad Pshita Le Begemara De Beseifa Have Osad Besid, Hain Mushim Dein Hehezek Kolkach Meruba, Shilu Ilo, seed lechude. In other words, Tosfot says, look, they both have the same gear, so they're both visad, besid, and it's pashit. Everyone knows, obviously, that in the same way it says visad, it doesn't really mean visad, it means osad. You can do either one. Why? Well, because the damage is not so severe, it's not as significant. But the reisha, it says visad, so that's the Gemara's question. What is the halacha? What you see coming out of this Tosfot is that he understands the question being asked is not really a question of girsa. Not like, what is the text at the beginning? The real question is, when it says visad, what is it trying to communicate to us? So he says, oh, when it says osad, excuse me, when it says visad at the end, it's communicating osad. And when it says visad at the beginning, okay, obviously, or not obviously, but the Gemara is going to conclude. He doesn't actually say what the Gemara concludes necessarily here. But okay, but that's it. It's a question of girsa, it's a question of meaning, according to Tosfot. I happen to be a very visual learner, so as I was learning this, I made a whole chart. It's on the bottom of page 4. If you want to look at it, if you're not a visual learner, you don't have to look at it. But for me, don't necessarily be medayik and everything. There may be mistakes that have slipped in, but it's helpful for me to just sort of throw out what's the girsa of the reisha, what's the girsa of the seifa. You'll see that, you know, for many things, there's absolute unanimity. But what you see for Toso, for the Ri, he thinks it's obvious that the reisha and the seifa are both visad, and you can look one row up. For Rashi, Visad is the Reisha and Osad is the Seifa, and that's sort of clear to him. Yes. Yes.
Talking about things which are below ground and things which are above ground. Like, why is one lower and the other one is closer?
Well, so the cases are.
What is it that is faster?
You're having a. I don't know if, I mean, it's on the ground. You have a pile together of different types of refuse. Yeah, I guess so. Whereas the cistern is certainly lo yachpor, you're certainly digging it down. But the point here is that the difference, and that's what the Gemara said in source number two, quality, there are different types of damage that we're talking about. In the first, the Reisha, is we're talking about some sort of moisture, liquid damage. And in the Seifa, we're talking about more fumes and smell types of damage. They're different damages, which is why Tosfot is saying, and obviously, moisture is going to be more damaging than just the fumes or gases that are expelled. Yeah.
Were you asking for the pile of what you're plastering?
Yeah.
You're plastering against a wall.
Wall.
Right. It's a wall.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I misunderstood your question. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about this plastering, right? Well, actually, I think that's a little bit subject of a machlok. What exactly you're plastering, but we'll say that. Well, yeah. Okay. Everyone good here with Rashi and with Tosfot? There's a machloket here, how they understand this, how they understand the seifa of the Mishnah. Ramban in source number five sort of, he says this out a little bit, I think a little bit clearer than Tosfot did. He says, Hachi garsina b'matnitin, b'chula v'sad b'sid b'vav. He says, the way we understand it is the entire Mishnah, the Reish and the seifa are both saying v'sad. So if we're going to say that the end is O and the first case is V, Pshita Deresha Davka, Di Lav Hachi Litni Resha O. So again, as Tosfot had said, obviously, if it had been different, V at the beginning, O at the end, you would have been able to figure out what the Resha is. It would have been a question. I love, so they've got to be the same language, otherwise there wouldn't have been a havamina to even put them together. So they both have to be one, the same word. It says, they both are visad. And since they're not grouped together, and so since they're not in the same group together, we know that one of them must mean something different. And he's going to say the seifa mistama seifa hu dikatani o, and the seifa is the one that really is teaching o. You don't have to do both. Sheinu hezek gadol. It's not so big the damage that stunt kiyahu deresha, unlike the damage of the resha. The resha, and this is what Tosfot had said also, the resha, the damage of the moisture is significantly more than the damage that would be from the. In the hadla from the second case, and that's why for the second case you have to do one or the other, and for the resha you have to do both. And he says misvara hu denafgalan, and we can figure that out just misvara, that's how we would know that there's a distinction between those two types of hevel, types of hezek. Bahachi ita benuschei atiki v'tosefta na mikatani bechulu v'sad besid elasher Rabbeinu Gadol katav behelchot v'seifa o. The Ramban says, look. If you look at old manuscripts, it says the same thing. And if you look at the Tosefta as well, it also, we see Visad for both. And that's source number six on the page, is that Tosefta, where you see that these, Ramban is not just making this up, but these, look, we have other texts out there that exist that have Visad for both. So that's how we're going. Now it says Visad in the second case, but it doesn't mean and, it means or. I mean, that's just, we know that Misvara, because the types of damage that happens in the Seifa are not nearly as intense as the types of damage that happened in the Reisha. So everyone good with this? So the Torah Chaim, source number seven, is an Acharon Avram Chaim Shor. Galicia died in the 17th century. He lays all this out and presents that clearly there's this machloket Rashi, Tosfot, and Ramban about how we understand the text of the Mishnah, of the second case of the Mishnah. And he also points out that he doesn't like the assumption that Ramban and the Tosfot make about the quality of the damage that happens in the Seifa. He says, Pirsh Rashi Zal, Babi Reisha Mitziata, Dehatam Osad Besid, Tznad, Mashma Behejia Desfirale, De Beseifa Garcinan Osad Besid, Behenu Becholas Farim. He says, look, Raj, it's clear from Rashi that it's osad besid in the second case of the Mishnah. V'chen nir de'igar sin b'seifa nami v'sad, amai pashi le d'have osad. V'atosvot katvu le'el, b'shum d'b'seifa ein hezek kol kach meruba, shelo yel sid l'chuda. So he says, oh, the Tosfot said that the second case is actually visad, but we know that it says visad, but it means osad because the type of damage that happens is not so significant. And he says, I don't know where they got that from. I don't see any reason to say that the damage that would be in the Seifa is any less than the damage of the Reisha. If anything, he's actually saying that he thinks it's the flip, that the Hezekah de Hevel Kashi Tzveim Hezekah de Matuna. So why are you saying Tosfot and Ramban had said, obviously in the Seifa, it has to be Osad Besid, and the first one is Visad Besid, because of course, look, of course, the damage that happens from the Hevel is not so big significant, so that's one or the other, but the Reisha, that's like real Hezek. That one, you have to do both. You have to be Marchik, and you have to Visad Besid. And he says, Who says that that's the case? Maybe not. Maybe it's the flip. Yeah.
He said it's a bit more dangerous, but it might be more closer for the KDA than just water when you put it in the water.
Sounds good. Right. So you're defending and saying, look, but I don't know. I spent a little bit of time looking into it. I'm not sure how Torah Chaim, I don't know how anyone knows. To me, the Tosfot Ramban Misvara, it would seem like moisture damage would be worse. And I don't know where the Torah Chaim is saying, what's up? Hello, Adaraba. I don't know how he knows that. So what you're saying sounds very good to me, but I presumably he would respond to that and say, no, but we know Hevla is much worse. It's just as bad, at least. And I don't know how he knows that any more than I know. Yeah. Wait, say we just said again, not for the Ramban? Right. Right, so he concludes in the second to last line of source number 7, Lakach Nira Deshapir Garcina Misefa Osad. V'hachin Huvayale, so he says, goes essentially like Rashi said, that the second case is Osad. V'hachin Huvayale, and this is what the Gemara is asking. Mi Amrina and Tana V'hadar Mefarash V'kamaduchti Tana B'Resha Stam V'hadar Mefarash La B'Seifa. V'Misefa Shmein and La L'Resha. O Dilma Davka Katani Resha V'Sad. Davka Katani Resha V'Sad V'Seifa Osad. So he says, look, so the question really is, again, the question for him is a question of the meaning of the Gemara, of the meaning of the Mishnah. He says, look, really, in the end of the day, the second case of the Mishnah is Osad, and the Gemara is trying to figure out, when it says Osad, are we supposed to understand that as Osad and the Reisha is Davka Visad, or are we supposed to understand the Seifa is Osad, and we should know that it's just trying to explain what the case in the beginning of the Mishnah would be, and so they would have the same halacha. But again, according to the Torah Chaim, source number 7, he says that the question, again, the Gemara is a question of just meaning. What is the meaning of the Gemara? Can we figure out from the second case what the meaning, what Bisad means in the first case? Everyone good with that? So source number 8 is actually going to, Rabbeinu Yonah is actually going to take a different approach to this. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yibayelahu Visad Besid Tnan. So, Begirsa Demadnitin, he says, the question is not a question of meaning. The question is actually a question of literally what the Girsa is in the Mishnah. There's actually a machloket. The Gemara doesn't know what the text of the Mishnah actually says. Igarsin and Osad Besid Bereshia Kemo Besefa. Do we hold, does the Mishnah teach the same thing, Osad, in this Reisha like it does in the Seifa? And then, so that's the question. And when he gives us, he's, I think, the first that we've seen is starting to give us like actual, really tangible halacha here, Vehilchata, Visad Besid Tanan. He says the conclusion is the Mishnah in the Reisha is Visad Besid. So in the Seifa, you only have to do one. In the Reisha, you have to do both. How do I know? He says, look, because we see in all of the texts that we can look at, everyone has visad besid. He said, the ode to Kamar, pshita de visad besid tanan. And when the Gemara had first initially tried to analyze, which one is it, osad or visad? The opening line of that Gemara had been, pshita de visad besid tanan. The pasha that it's visad besid. You have to do both. Alma pshuto shel davar kachu. That's the obvious explanation. V'hai dekamar dil mishum delodami dechuya ba'almahu. That's the Gemara's continuing on later on. Maybe it's like that. It's just dechuya. It's just, I don't know, for the sake of argument, it's just sort of playing things out. But since the Gemara starts with pshita devisad besid, there's nothing more you have to say. Once the Gemara thinks it's obvious that it's visad besid, okay, so it's visad besid. You can talk about it, but it's visad besid, and that's how he goes la halacha. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I should have. How many times does the Gemara say something is pashut, and then it goes on and destroys what it thinks is pashut? Yeah. Nothing to my head speaks one way or another, but I can't say that I have such command that I could pull up cases left and right. But I think it's a really good question, and we're going to see that this is what basically everyone comes back to. Almost everyone who concludes that the halacha is visad besid nereisha, they all seem to go back to, because the Gemara starts with pashut, but as you're pointing out, and we'll see later on, it's not necessarily the case that that's such a compelling reason, but I think it's a good question. It requires a little more looking into pshita and dilmas in the Gemara. Source number 9 in the Ritva, he's going to play out for us, say that ultimately a question of what the Gemara is asking, whether it's like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's actually a question, what is the girsa, or whether it's like we saw earlier, it's simply a question of what is the meaning, that actually has ramifications for how we understand the Reisha and the Seifa of the Gemara. It's not just like this, okay, what are they arguing about? Ritva says that actually has meaningful implications for what the halacha would end up being. And this is source number 9. Ibayilahu. I lost it. Ibayilahu. Visad besitnan. O dilma osad besitnan. Okay. Yesh mefarshim devadai rabbanan debay midrasha baki begirsa dematznitin. Certainly, okay, those who say, look, obviously, everyone that's sitting in the Beit Midrash, there's no question about what the Girsa is. They know what the Girsa is. D'b'chiha d'tali ikar dina lo hayu shochachin ha-girsa kol b'nei yeshiva. Their halachas are built on this. No one's going to not know. What does the Mishnah say? I don't know. Is it this? Is that? No one's going to actually have a suffix like that. Ela d'kim lehu d'garsinan visad besid. Everyone knows it says visad besid. Ela perusha de'ahi vav kumi ba'yelahu. Their question is just, what does this vav mean? Lefishita zo, yesh lahem lamar, devada besefa nami garsinan visad, di besefa garsinan osad, pshita de beresha dekatani visad, hainu visad mamash, midilotani o kumo besefa, ela betravayu garsinan visad, achenhu betosefta. He says, look, it must be that it's visad in both of them, and the question is simply, what does the first visad mean? We can know, we saw already, he says, v'ha d'pshita lan hacha d'beseifa osad b'ayilameh mar hayna mishum d'sparahu d'lehevla b'chad minayu sagi aval reisha mishum metuna misfeka lehu. Okay, we know mispara, that the second case, when it says v, it obviously means, oh, because come on, it's not such big damage that you're happening. But the Reisha, it says visad, and we don't know what does it mean when it says visad. That's what the Gemara is asking. V'yesh tofsin shita achirin. Dilu b'tshravayhu garsin and visad, v'adai lo hava v'bayelan midi. He says, there are all those who say, no, not like that. Certainly, they both of them, I'm sorry, di'ilu b'tshravayhu garsin and visad, if they both had visad, v'adai lo v'bayelan midi. There wouldn't really be any question. V'adai reisha k'seifa mitparesh. V'ilu garsin b'reisha visad, v'seifa osad, shita d'reisha visad davka k'damran. Ella hacha girsa mamash shichcha mehem. They were actually wondering what the girsa was. Uvo hecha girsin of Eresha. They don't know what the Eresha is. They just know that it's something. They know, so they have to figure out what do they have to do. Dilu b'seifa pshitalu garsin and osad kedashkan hashda baruba nesfei. Certainly the seifa was O. And we're going to agree that it's O. But the Eresha, they honestly had no idea what it was. Fahavia. Amrinan, the Gemara in Shabbat, me'amtzintnan, oh me'amtzintnan, is it an aleph, is it an ayin? V'chen amrinan hatam, there's a Gemara in Ketubot, nizonetznan, oh hanizonetznan, there's a question, is there a hay, is there not a hay? Sfirale de hatam nami ha-girsa shalu. They were literally having questions about girsa. So Ritva is saying, depending on how you understand what the question is, that'll have implications for how we understand what the halacha is. And he concludes, the parasha zeh nachon lafi girsat hamishnayot shelanu de'ashachan b'seifa osad aval parasha rishon yoter nachon. He says, look, when it comes to the girsas that we have, this second case makes more sense because we have that's what we have in the text in front of us. But I think he says aval parasha rishon yoter nachon. I think he's saying because he just finds it so hard to believe that they would actually forget what the girsa is. And so at the end of the day, he concludes mi olinyan hapsak. Near the Kaimalan, it's non visad, da tamuda amar la bipshitut, below idchia el belashon dilma, vachen pasku harambam beariza. Sorry? Yeah. On the dilma, right? Okay, so it's this tichuya el belashon, it only pushes away with a dilma, so that's not going to be compelling enough, so he's going to conclude, okay, so it's visad, you have to do both. Before moving on to some psak like halacha later on, I think it's worth looking into the Rishalmi. I thank Idan for suggesting looking at the Rishalmi. He's a big Rishalmi guy. So when you look, I don't have so much experience. I don't have so much experience with the Bavli, but as much experience as I have with the Bavli, I've been less with the Rishalmi. So the Rishalmi, it has this same basic question as to what the meaning is, but it's a lot more complicated what it actually means, and we'll see that there's actually the only adjective I can use, I guess, is humorous. Machloket between the Ribaz and Pnei Moshe, source number 11, source number 12, as to what the Gemara in the Rishalmi actually means, because we spent a long time trying to figure out what the first word of this Gemara means. Kini matznita visad besid, source number 10, im sad besid kol shehu. So it's saying something in our Mishnah, visad besid. So it says visad besid. Im sad besid kolshu. If you do sad besid, kolshu, you're a little bit of a distance. You don't really have to do any real distance. Lo sad besid, shosha tzvachim. If you don't do that, you have to do three tzvachim. So it's saying, looks like you could do either or. Mehada marchikin hagefe, and I guess we see that from, although we'll see if that translation of that word was correct. Marchikin hagefe, vazeva, vamelech, vasid, vaslaim. Mikotel chaverosh lo shat vachim o sad besid. So learns it out. So the second case of our Mishnah, it's clearly an o sad besid, either this or that. So that's all the Gemara says. It's saying something which looks like at first glance, maybe it's saying that the Resha and the Sefer have the same. So the Ribaz, source number 11, kini matznita v'sad besid im sad besid kol shehu. Perish demefarish lematznitin v'sad besid kamo ba'al. Ba'al ve'asa ma'amar v'natan get v'chule, t'pirisho o ba'al o asa ma'amar. Achina mi mefarash la'amad nitin de'hachi ketani. So really, just like this Gemara elsewhere, it talks, there's a vav ve, but it really means o. So the same thing's happening here. Ela'im ken erchik mikotlo shal chavero gimot tfachim, v'sad besid ha'kavana o sad besid. Really, when the Mishnah says v'sad besid, in the Reisha, it really means o sad besid. As it explains, the Gemara continues to the Masik Vazil, Im Sad Basid Kol Shehu, Im Lo Sad Basid Gimel Tfachim, Mehada Marchikin, how do I know? Because look, in the Seifa it says that too, Marchikin Agafet Chuli, Mikoto Chavero Gimel Tfachim, O Sad Basid, Vahatam, Mefurash Tisagi Bechad, In the second case, we know certainly you just have to do one. V'hu adin v'reisha. And that's the duration to commentate. And the reisha must be the same thing also. It's the same halacha. D'mayishna hai mehai. Why would the two be any different? If the seifa is good enough to do one or the other, so the reisha also is good enough to do one or the other. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, how do I know what the halacha is for the reisha? So look at the seifa. The seifa, it's one or the other. So the reisha is also one or the other. It's totally, why would there be any difference between them? I guess don't tell that to Tosfot, who thinks that there's a very clear reason that they're different. Rebaz thinks there's no real qualitative difference. Whatever the halacha is for the seifa, it's going to be the halacha for the reisha. Right? The Tana b'seifa mefurash osad besid, v'chinami b'reisha de'akavana v'sad besid hu osad besid. So the Rebaz, it says there's no question. The Gemara here is telling us the reisha and the seifa have the same halacha. You both of them, you only have to do one. Osad besid. Okay, Moshe in source number 12. It's going to go the opposite direction. He reads it totally differently. Gemara, kini, matnita, v'sad besid, bereisha, in the first case, detzari charchaka, v'gam lasud besid l'kotle ha-chafira. You have to do both, distance and plaster the walls. Vim sad besid v'chule, as the Gemara continues. The Gemara was really asking, klomar uve'eze makom v'din ika lechalek. So, okay, in the reisha, you have to do both. Now, where is there a case where you can make a distinction? V'lamar de'im sad besid beherchek kol shehu sagi v'im lo sad tzarich gimel tfachim mehada. You know what case that is where you only have to do one? That's this case, midin seifa. That's the seifa. That's where you only have to do one. Dehatam garsina b'matznitin hachi marchikin v'chule o sad besid v'tama de'ein hezekan meruba. As the Rebaz had said, what's the difference? So Pnei Moshe is saying, as Ramban, as Tosfot, everyone's saying, you know what the difference is? The difference is the hezek in the second case is not as significant as the hezek in the first case. So in the second case, you don't have to do both. In the first case, you have to do both. What I think is particularly interesting about the Rebaz versus Pnei Moshe machloket here is the Yerushalmi, is that you sort of see that this machloket, it's about how you read the Gemara, but it's almost as if the Rebaz and Pnei Moshe both walked up to the Gemara with an assumption that they already had about the text, and then they're just sort of explaining how their assumption reads into the text, which is, I guess, the way all Rishonim always read the text. But it's to see that literally the words are identical and they're taking opposite approaches, and I think they both think that their reads are compelling, but it shows you that it's really the text, it's not always compelling what the text means, and it's up to the Rishonim and how they explain it to sort of understand it. Okay. So everyone good with this so far? If you, again, if you can look at the chart on page number 4, if you're really, really interested, we're sort of halfway down this page already, sort of looking at virtually everyone we've seen, the girsa, well, unless there's a question mark, and we didn't know what the girsa actually is, everyone's going to agree that the girsa of the reisha, that the text actually says visad. And for halacha, so we've seen the Rebaz who says that it's only you only have to do one in the reisha, but everyone else we've seen is really just saying you have to do both because it's visad means and for the seifa we've actually seen, as far as the girsa, we've seen a spread, but as far as the halacha, even if you say that the text is actually says visad, we saw already in the Tosfot Ramban people are very comfortable saying even though it says visad it actually means osad. Okay. Source number 13. So now moving a little more into the halacha. So here's the Rosh, source number 13. Ibayilhu visad besitznan, odilma osad besitznan, velo ifshita. The Gemara never actually gives us an answer to this question. Is it O or is it V? It doesn't tell us. Hilkach, imasachad mehen, ein kofinoto lasot yoter. Therefore, if you do one of them, can't force to do any more. Because look, you can point to the Gemara and say, look, the Gemara doesn't tell me definitively that it's a dilemma. There's a challenge. It's a challenge. You can't tell me definitively that it's visad besid. So I'm just going to do one of them. You can't force them to have to do both. So that's the way Rush. We're going to come back to this idea. I mean, I can ask right now. How would you read this Rush? Is he giving a definite psak, or is he saying like, look, what can you do? Okay, good. Okay. Well, sorry? Otherwise, he said you don't have to do it. Yeah. So it sounds like he said, okay. There you go. There you go. Wait, sorry, Rabbi Yaris, what were you saying? Were you saying? Okay. Right, so they can't, they, we can't, the Beit Din can't do anything more than just what the Gemara, the baseline of the Gemara. The baseline of the Gemara is you have to do one. Could it be more? It might be, but we don't know. So this is giving that. But it's interesting, you're making a distinction. I don't know your name behind Rabbi Yaris. Michael. So as Michael's making the distinction very strongly that there's a difference between what you have to do, maybe, and what the Beit Din can force you to do. And that you're suggesting that maybe what the Rosh is saying, look, Beit Din can't force you to do anything more. It doesn't mean that you don't have to do more. But we'll come back to that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, pace. I'm sorry? No, we saw that already. Right. Whether I as the neighbor can go up to you and take you to Beit Din and say, you got to move. It sounds like from what the Rosh is saying, it's like, look, the Beit Din will say, look, who asa achad mehen? So ain kofin, he did one of them. So we can't, our hands are tied. We can't bring anything. We can't do anything. All right, Rambam in source number 14. Lo yachpor adam bor velo zeach lo me'arav, lo yavi amad ha-mayim, velo yaseh bereichat ha-mayim, lishrop ha-begadim, lechabes b'tzad, v'otlo shachavero, elein ken, hirchig mikotel, shloshat tfachim, you have to do this in three tfachim, v'yasid b'sid, you also have to do the plaster. And the second, that's halacha aleph. Halacha bet, marchigin is a gefet, v'ta zefet, v'ta melech, v'ta sid, v'ta splayim, mikotel shachavero, shat tfachim, osad b'sid, that's the end of the Mishnah that we haven't really been discussing. But here, Rambam, in this first source, as far as the Reisha is concerned, he's reading it as Vesad. You have to do both. You have to do both, Sad Vesid and the Harchaka. The Magid Mishnah, in source number 15, and you'll tell me whether you think he agrees, I'll read it, then you'll tell me whether you think, according to the Magid Mishnah, he would say that, we'll see. Lo yachpor adam bor velo seach velo me'ara chulei. Mishnah perek lo yachpor. It's a Mishnah. The Gemara mitbeir. Rashi kitav v'sad b'sid lomar detarti ba'inan harchaka v'sid. So that which he says v'sad b'sid, that tells us that you have to do both. V'ubaya b'gemara v'amru pshita detarti ba'inan. Disal kadata chulei v'nidchaze, and it's pushed away. Aval katvu mefarshim dekevan dekach amru depshita Detarti ba'inan hachi kaimalan v'zeh dat hamechaber. So he says, look, he doesn't bring up the Dilma piece. All he says here is the pshita, since it's a question, but if amru pshita, detarti ba'inan, so okay, so there you go. So okay, it was nidche, but kevan dekach amru de pshita detarti ba'inan hachi kaimalan, so we have to hold that way, you've got to do both. So the way the Magid Mishnah, I think, understands Rambam, and we're going to come back to this, but the way the Magid Mishnah understands Rambam here, how would you say, is Rambam saying, how confident is Rambam, according to the Magid Mishnah, how confident is Rambam in this halacha that you have to do both? Very confident, right? The Magid Mishnah presenting is like, look, like we saw earlier, it's a pshita. Okay, there's a question, but in the end of the day, it's a pshita. And so that's how it goes. This is the confident. He knows that this is what the halacha is. We'll come back to that in a minute, but just keep that in mind. Let's actually skip. We'll skip the tour for right now. We'll skip sources 16 and 17 right now. I'll go to source 18. Okay, the Beit Shmuel Achron. I wrote down who he was, but I realized that I didn't put it down in my notes. So he's an Acharon. I don't remember what his last name was. Someone can catch it if they want. He's going to explain this machloket between Rambam and the Rosh, right? So the Rosh we saw had said, look, I can't force you to do more than one. Can't force you to do more than one. Rambam, it sounds, at least according to the Magid Mishnah, Rambam is saying, like, definitely, you have to do two. He says, "Uvaze yesh letaris betuv tam divrei Harambam zal." Dehina ita b'gemara baba batra daf yotet pshita v'sad b'sitnan v'chule v'katav arosh zal v'kivan delo ishita habaya azlin l'kula v'sagi b'chad ola harkik shlosha ola sid b'sit. So he says, look, the Rosh says, look, the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. It doesn't answer the question, and so we're stuck. And so we say we have to go l'kula. We can't force you to do more. Fineha Rambam zal perak mehilchot shchenim pasak tbein antarti. He says you need both. The kasha alav kamash ketuv harosh zal ve'arav magid zal dachak meod v'teretz tivei Rambam zal. I think what he's saying is that the Magid Mishnah's explanation that says that since it says pshita, I think what he's saying, I think he doesn't like the Magid Mishnah's explanation. I think he doesn't like this explanation that says since the Gemara says pshita, so that's all you need. I think he's bothered by saying like, look. Hey, pshita, but then there's a challenge to it, and that's enough to say that there's a challenge to buy the lifshita. I think he doesn't like the idea of saying that it's totally clear. Relinir letaretz tevei Harambam dehine Harambam pasak vekatav marchakim meha mishra gimotvachim v'sad v'sid harei lo katav debetin yachufu yachufo ella ditzarich hamazik leharchik atmo v'imken afim ubayed lo ifshita tzarich tarti mishim safek gezel. The Shema Ba'i Tarti, Umazik Echavero, the Gozelato. He says, look, really, the reason that you have to do two is because there's a Suffolk Gezel here. It's not because with absolute certainty that you have to require both, but that there's a question here that maybe there's Gezel. V'imken, Machmat Suffolk, Mechuyav Letzet Yedei Shemaim, Lasot Tarti. He says, you have to make sure that you are being careful. You have to do both of them. Not, so we say, unlike the way the Magid Mishnah said, the Rechaim pointed out, like, he's not saying, I don't think, Rambam's not saying, like, Vadai, oh, it's got to be that you have to do two. So look, we don't know, but do we have to be careful here because this is a case of a Suffolk Gezela, so you have to do both. So then, it's Rambam's not making a hardline approach saying, of course, you have to do both. It's really, I can't force you to do more than one, but you really should, you know, let's say, Midei Shamayim, you really should be doing both. And, I want someone to help explain this next part of him. He says, the aim of marketeers, I think Knesset HaGadolah. He says, you can't say like the Knesset HaGadolah says. Dimo said tarti, havi safek gazel lebal hakotel. Shosa hezek lebal mea mishra do se tarti. He says, maybe you're going to say that it can actually flip the other way. Right? If I have to do two things to protect, but I only have to do one, and you're forcing me to do two. So now you're forcing me you're being gozel from me because now you're forcing me to expend more money, do more work, maybe give up land for you when you can't even bring proof. So I think that's the Knesset HaGadolah had said, look, you could also flip the other way to say that we're going to have to protect, oh, I have to do more things to protect you because of something gazela. Maybe you should not force me to do more things because of you, something gazela against me. So Beit Shmuel, he doesn't like that. He says, "Dimiyot Avshav Ein Gozel et Bal Me'am Mishra Deim Hadin Dein Mesalak Hezek Rak Imoseh Shneim Imken Ein Balakotel Gozelato Datzarich Lasor Shneim." Says, "Look, if you have to do halachically, you have to do two, and I'm doing two, and you can't say him forcing me to do two is gazela because I'm doing what I actually have to halachically do. This part I don't fully understand. Ve'im Hadin Dein Tzarich Lasor Shneim Uvechad Mitarti Mesalak Hezek." But if it's actually this case where you only have to do one, and now my neighbor's forcing me to do a second type of to distance and or one or plaster, whatever. Yeah. So then he says, "Ein gozlo bal hakotel masho se shnehem deha ein bal hakotel nehene masha bal meha mishro se shnehem deha bechad mitarti misaga hezek." It sounds like he's saying that the reason that it's not considered that my neighbor forced me to do two types of protections, saying that's not really gezela because he's not benefiting. Is that true? But you're forcing me to expend money.
This is the lesson so far we saw last week, right? Because the one we saw last week said that you don't apply it to these ones, something one of the cool, you apply something kissing. That was the point. That's exactly the argument of saying something yes. The, you know, The question, right, I guess, is what you're getting hung up on, is what he's saying is, if we implement the rule that says you have to pay this, even if you didn't need to pay this in order to prevent an NASDAQ, that's not called yes. It may be a dumb rule.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what he says. So that's why you don't have to say, so he thinks at the end of the day, so if you have this, I have to, so then I'm going to go out of my way to protect from damaging you. Misafek gezel. That's how Rambam is going to say. You have to be super careful about that. Yeah.
Is that evil for the
Nezik isn't it, sir?
I mean, just a
subject, and it's into their eyes. So he's saying something. So, what'd you say? No, go ahead. No, so yeah. So I don't know. People were saying half sentences here. Hold on, yeah, fine.
Maybe you're making him build a better structure, container for his own stuff. So is it? It's not like he's losing anything. It's just like, I thought I'd get away with a really junky container or storage place. And it's like, no, you should build your place properly. So that I'm technically helping you properly store your stuff.
I'm helping you help me so that I don't get damaged.
Yeah.
But I'm helping you. You have a better.
Make a better storage right now. Properly put the plaster on your pit. So before your pit was a terrible pit, your pit is now better. True, it's better for me too, but I bet it's better for you also.
Okay.
If masks aren't what we need, distance is suffices. However, we make a rule and say you need a mask, that's not guess. It may be an unnecessary rule, but it's not guess.
Okay. Okay. That is a helpful contemporary example. I appreciate that. Very good. I'm sorry? That's how we paskin in here, no? Okay. So to this point, that we were saying before, source number 19, Chidushei Rabbi Shmuel Rezavsky. Panovich, you have connections to Panovich? Okay. I think you're, according to Wikipedia, you're your grandfather-in-law. Okay. He said, so the Bir HaDvarim, the Sphere Leila Ramdam, the Din HaRchaka Nizakin, Ein Zeh Zechutim Shel HaRchaka Shel HaNi, שיש להניזק על המזיק שיכול ליפוע ממנו להרחיק. אם כן, היה מותר לסמוך אף לכתחילה דעמות מחברו עליו הראיה, אלא הוא מהלכות מזיק שאסור להזיק לחברו. Skipping the brackets, right? וספק איסר מזיק לחומרה. This is not an issue of like the nizak has some sort of halachic claim against me, but simply that I have a... It's forbidden for me to be mazik, and so suffik iser mazik l'chumra. V'abedi eved shekvar samach after lichora have suffik mazik. Mikom kom sfer leila Rambam techashiv muchsak. Okay, etc. etc. So Rambam is gonna—he's explaining the way Rambam. This is not a matter of like being able to make some sort of like financial claim against you. Like I can be toveya you that you have to move. It's a looking at me, and I have an iser. So I have the suffix, or I have to make sure that I'm careful. Sorry? Yeah. Aval harosh katav v'zeleshanov dekevan delo ifshito lo mezkikna le laharchik. That's the wrong button. We can't force him to distance. V'tamo yeshlamar desfir le dedine harchaka nezikin hu zchutim shel harchaka shesh lo al chavero sheyachol lidbo mimenu laharchik. V'tvek amina mati v'chava la varaya v'lo mati letovo laharchik. Different type of thing here. It's not this like suffic iser, but he has this ability to be toen the harchaka. And since he can't prove anything that he has to do more than one. So we say hamotzi v'char levraya suffic misfek amrina v'lo matzi letovo laharchik. You can't force him to do more than one. Okay. Right. So that's very what Rambam is saying exactly what Michael. Right. No, Michael. Yeah. That's what you were saying before. Just a couple last points. In the Shulchan Aruch, source number 20. So, okay, Marchikin et Gefet, Hirsch Psola Shal Zaitim, Vetazeva, Vetamelch, Vetasid, Vetslaim, the whole Halach, Mikotosh, Shachavir Shatavchim, Osad Besid, you have to do one or the other. That's Sif Dal, Sif Yurchet. Nishabalach por Bor, Besof Sadehu, Samuch Lametar Chavero, Im Sede Chavero, Eno Asuli Borot, Samech, Eno, the Eno Yacholim Chopiado. This, when we get to, I guess, the beginning of the Gemara, so this is a whole discussion how we understand the Mishnah as it relates to whether we're dealing with fields that are normally cisterned or not. But you have to do all this thing. You have to do this. V'yachpor yarchik. So the last line of the mechaber, lachpor yarchik gam hu shoshat zvachim betoch sadeh v'yachpor. And the Rama has ukshemarchik yesh omrim detzarich gam ken lasud besid kotel boro kamoshin bear besid. You tour ledad harama, which is also the Rambam. You have to do both. Yesh omrim debachad min ayusagi, and that's according to the Rush that you only have to do one. And so here the Ketzor HaChoshen go off to. Rav Yehuda for pointing this out. Yesh omrim tedochad min ha'isagi udad harosh zel zelashno yibaya lehu besav besitzan odama osav besitzan v'lo ifshita hilkach imasa achad mehem ein kofin laso yoter kamashno v'nira dahaynu davka imasa bediyaved. This is really all the Rush is talking about is bediyaved. Aval lechachila tzarich laso shnehem. You have to do both. And he links this to a case that is later on in the Gemara, like on Daf Chaf Amud Bet. Is the Gemara Ketuv Harama really Machaber Bahach Baya De Kiva Derivetz Shebesif Gimel De Alu Beteku? There's the whole Gemara. There's several cases in the Gemara, and Chaf is going to have. If I'm in my bottom floor and you're in the top floor, there's certain things I can't do in my bottom floor. They're going to adversely impact you on the top floor. So if you're already there and I can't start doing things in my bottom floor, that's going to adversely affect what's happening above me. The Gemara has a series of questions related to cases where it's like not clear. Like, let's say you didn't load your floor. You just planned to put a storehouse of certain types of foods up there. And you planned it. You didn't put them in there. If you put them in there, then I would not be able to do what I want to do in the bottom floor. You haven't. You just swept the floor. You just opened the window. You just like started doing the work. So am I allowed to move in my stuff in or not? And it's a series of questions related to this topic. And they all end with these, with the take. And at least the way the Yad Rama understands that, and in all those cases were Machmir on the Toveya and Mekel on the Nipa. So the person building the pit, we look and technically, we are technically protecting you. I don't know what that means in English. I don't know what those notes means. Lecharchila, we're saying that Lecharchila, you have to do something. But Bedi'eved, we can't force to do anything more because there's not enough of a compelling reason for us to prevent you because we don't have enough here. We're Machmir on the Toveah, you have to do more. The Toveah, you can't do what you want to do, and we're Mekel, we were protecting the Nitba in those cases of the Teku. And that's the Ketzor HaChoshen just links these two cases together that when you don't know what to do, we say lechadchila, you have to be careful, but bediyaved, we can't force you to do anything more because we don't have enough reason, we don't have enough evidence, we don't have a halachic text to back us up to be machmir and have you do more, so we can't be so strict with you. And so bottom line, I don't know. You could how you want to understand the. I guess if we go with the Ketzor HaChoshen. That, okay, there's a lechadchila that we're striving for, that you have to do both. But at the end of the day, bediyaved, if you didn't, so Beit Din, it doesn't have the ability to force you to do more because there's a lack of any evidence that you would have to do anything more. And so that, I guess, would be the halacha lemaisa according to the Ketzot, according to those other Rishonim as well. And so hopefully that was just a helpful little survey into this question of when the Mishnah says visad besid, or Hosad Besid in the Reisha and the Seifa, have a little bit of an understanding of the Reisha. When it says Visad Besid, maybe it actually, even if you say it means Visad Besid, you have to do both. Lahalacha, we might end up saying, okay, but Osad Besid is going to have to be sufficient because we don't have enough compelling reason to say that it actually is Visad Besid. You have to do both. Happy to entertain, still have 5 minutes. Happy to entertain any questions anyone has on this. Is anything wasn't clear? You have noticed any mistakes in the table that I made? You're welcome to. I'll update those in my notes. Yes. I mean, maybe because I'm sorry.
I'm saying, according to Rush, what's the distinction between basing being code for you versus you're having to do it? If there's not enough evidence to say you need to do it, then why can't you just say,
as the Rush would say, I think he thinks since this Abbasid is at least a Hava Amina, so okay, it's an Abayi Delivshita. We don't, I can't point to you a line in the Gemara that says that you're required to do both, but I can point to you a line in the Mishnah that makes it sound like you have to do both. And so I think he's just uncomfortable saying we're just going to throw away what looks like the pshat in the Gemara or pshat in the Mishnah just because, I'm like a technicality. That's how I would explain the Rush. It's more of a technicality that the Gemara didn't end up with a final point that's barring him from doing anything. But really, you should be more careful. That's a good question.
We're actually planning on doing a car for Dara if anybody wants to come in and take care of her.
Thank you, everyone, for coming and learning.
As we all learned last year,